because these are the softest, doughiest thing, and I honestly, I don't know why these are any more than
anything. Hi there. How are you today?
Good.
The farmer's market at Forest Park in Springfield, Massachusetts, opened for a new season Tuesday afternoon with more than two dozen vendors and a steady stream of visitors.
Just super, because it really convinces you that spring is here and everybody's having a good time, and it's just terrific fun. And you get to buy food, too.
Bill Malloy of Springfield bought basil and plants for his home garden. The early season's offerings included herb, vegetable, and flower plants. There were baked goods, preserves, fresh milk and eggs, honey, and handcrafted jewelry. Nancy Francisco was pleased to find organic salad greens.
It's especially wonderful this year. This is the first day of it, and I'm really glad to make the first day. Sometimes I miss coming to the market, but I want to try to come every week.
Farms that sell direct to consumers are trying to meet demand year-round for locally grown vegetables and produce. Megan Randall of Red Fire Farm of Granby said root vegetables have been stored since fall and leaf vegetables are grown in greenhouses.
People especially like the greens that we have available because we've been growing them in our greenhouses, which has been great. Some of the other exciting things, we have fresh basil, which people are excited about. We've already sold out of asparagus.
You sold out of the asparagus.
Yes, within the first hour.
The farmer's market at Forest Park is now in its 17th season. Longtime market manager Bell Rita Novak said it has been successful because of an attention to detail and a good mix of high-quality vendors.
I don't let everybody in. I know some people think that I'm being exclusive or exclusionary, but I'm not. It's just that if we don't need something, then there's no reason to have somebody new come into the market, because I want all of our vendors to earn good money. They all work so hard.
Municipal support is often cited as a key to the success of a farmer's market. The city allows the market to put up signs to direct traffic, and the fee for admission to the park is waived for people going to the market.
We do pay rent to be here, which is only fair, but they're wonderful. They help us set up. They help us take down. Place is clean. They empty the trash. They're just wonderful to us.
The farmers market is valuable to the city of Springfield and the Forest Park neighborhood because of the socialization it brings.
In the old days, when we didn't have the kind of commerce that we have today, market day was very, very important. Very important. And this is, it wasn't just about what they had to buy, but it was about catching up and so much.
The number of farmers markets in Massachusetts more than doubled between 2004 and 2009 as the demand exploded for locally produced food, according to the nonprofit Federation of Massachusetts Farmers Markets. This season, there are expected to be 255 farmers markets in the state. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.